Teacher morale is low throughout Idaho, and school administrators have serious concerns about recruiting and retaining teachers. As correspondent Adam Cotterell reports, those are some of the findings from a new study presented to lawmakers yesterday.
Rumors of a mass exodus of teachers have been exaggerated. That's what Lance McCleave with Idaho's Office of Performance Evaluations says. According to his study, 1,100 of the 16,000-plus Idaho teachers left their jobs last school year. That's up just about 200 from the year before. But he says fears of a mass teacher exodus in the near future are not unfounded.
We could see an undercurrent of despair among teachers. And this isn't saying that all teachers are having a really hard time, but we did see a large proportion of responses and results from our surveys that show a large proportion of teachers who seem to perceive that there's a climate that disparages their efforts and belittles their contribution.
Lucy Willits, chief of staff to Idaho's school superintendent Tom Luna, says it's clear teacher morale is low.
I think that that's consistent when you have particularly a system that's had financial difficulties and where we're asking people to do more, usually with less, and it's something that we need to look at. We obviously want workforce and employees to feel good about what they're doing.
She says increased compensation would go a long way to help teachers feel more valued, and she says the Department of Education supports that. The report shows the vast majority of principals and superintendents say their biggest obstacle to recruiting teachers is compensation. The average teacher salary in Idaho is $43,000 a year. That's lower than five of Idaho's six neighboring states. From Boise, Idaho, I'm Adam Cotterell.